turning, rolling on from sun to sun. I keep moving, but I'm not gaining. Sometimes life just turns faster than I can run. Yeah. Then I look away across old Jordan for a glimpse of that joy when I get home. Then I feel some reviving in my body, and it gives me just a little more courage to go on. Sometimes I feel I'm just not worthy for the kind of deeds my friends have strove. But my prayer will always be, I'll not despair them. Seems like life give me the hardest road. Then I look away across old Jordan for a glimpse of that joy when I get home. Then I feel some reviving in my body, and it gives me just a little more courage to go on.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel there's no need in trying, for the joy that I seek isn't meant for me. Every time I get down near the healing water, it seems someone always steps down in front of me. Then I look away across old Jordan for a glimpse of that joy when I get home. Then I feel some reviving in my body, and it gives me a little more courage to go on. I thank of Brother John B. every time I hear it sung.
Every time he got up, he sung that song, didn't he?
That's a good song.
It's sometimes we get down and out, Sister Sylvia, in this world, and we think there's not much to us, and
we
sometimes, Brother Fred, we just don't know how to go on. And I sometimes don't know how to go out or even come in. Brother John, but God has always been there for me.
Always there.
I wouldn't trade Brother Junior my Christian life for nothing on this earth.
Nobody else.
It's not for sale.
Mine.
Brother John, the greatest life I've ever had.
Special.
Of becoming a Christian. When I was a little boy, I've always loved the church, Brother Junior. Sister Sylvia's always loved the church, and she knows what I'm talking about. It was always a joy, Sister Sylvia, to get to go to church for me. And you know, Brother Lester was an example for a lot of us to follow. He didn't care what come or went. He went to church. He wasn't like some of us, me included. It didn't make a difference who come to his home. What went on, Sister Sylvia? He went to church. That's the way it was. And he not that he didn't love you or care for you, that wasn't the point. The point is that was his conviction that he wanted to go to church. And the church has always been something special to me, Brother Fred. And when I say the church, about the only thing I really know a whole lot about is Old Regular Baptist. Just to be honest with you, Brother Lon.
What this man right here
does. I've always loved to be about them. And I told Brother Lon and Sister Hester, I said, you can do what you want to do, and if people can do what they want to do. But as for me, Brother Jerry, this is just me. I've never heard that sound nowhere else for me. That's me, Brother Lon. I'm not saying that people, Brother Lon, don't get confidence and feel things other churches. I'm not saying that they don't feel the same way about their church, Brother John. But for me, the Old Baptist people is where I heard that sound. And that sound drew me, Brother Junior. There was a drawing power in that sound. There was something there, Brother John, that I still recognize that There's something there, and I believe we're the light of this world, Brother Fred, and we're supposed to be drawing people.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to know, I believe there's only one way to draw him, Brother Junior, as Christ did, by my loving kindness. I think that's what we ought to be doing. I don't think we'll ever gain anything today by throwing rocks at people and beating on them. I believe, Brother Junior, today, you know, sometimes it's a hard thing, Brother Junior, even with my own grandchildren and children, it's a hard decision sometimes to know. When I was bringing them up, Brother Jim, it was a hard decision sometimes. Should I use the rod of chastisement, or should I just talk to them? Sometimes, Brother Junior, it's a big decision about what you should do, Brother John. And I asked God, I said, God, would you give me the right decision to make? Because I don't always feel that the rod of chastisement, the limb, or whatever may not be the right choice, Brother Lon. Sometimes I can remember when I was a young man, Brother Junior, I could take anything except for Dad sitting me down and talking to me and telling me I would have much rather that he would, Brother Lon, took a switch and wore me out, because he cut me down deep when he began to tell me, Brother Fred, because I want you to understand, because I knew Sister Sylvie what he was going to say to me, and I never forget the night that I come up the stairs and couldn't hardly make it in the house, Brother Junior, and he knew I was intoxicated. He knew he was in a place that I shouldn't be in, and then I'd done the things that I shouldn't done, and he asked me one question, Brother Lonnie. He said, I believe you've been drinking a little bit, ain't you, son? And I said, I must have been, Brother John. And he said, I want you to go in there and get in bed, and we'll talk about this at a later time. And I admired him, Brother John, because he had the wisdom not then to begin to scold me and to talk to me, because the intoxicating beverages, Brother Junior, had overtaken me, and I wouldn't have understood what he was going to say. But the next day or two, Brother Lon, he took me off to myself, and he began to talk to me, and I'd have wished that he took something and whipped me, Brother Junior. It'd have been a lot easier for that, Brother Jim, but you know, he said something. Your mom and dad, your mom and your dad and mommy didn't raise you to be this way, Brother John, and he was right. And the Bible said, Brother Junior, to train up a child in the way that it should go, and when it gets old, it'll not depart from it. I want you to know today, I want you to understand that I believe that has twofold meaning, Brother Junior. I believe there's a young child, a young convert comes in the church, Brother Junior. I think we should train them up in the way that they should go, Brother Fred, because I want you to understand today, I want you to know, and you all prayed this for many a time, I want you to know today, Brother Fred, when I was a new convert, I didn't know everything that I should know, Brother John, and the next one don't either, and today, but I have brothers and sisters that had compassion on me, Brother John, but I want you to know, and today, they begin to teach me, Brother John, today, yes, they begin to say, Brother, you all pray just for a minute at a time, and they begin to say unto me what I should do, Brother John. They begin to talk to me. Yesterday they begin to tell me, Brother Lon, what I should do. But I want you to know they meant well, Brother Junior. Yes, Brother Lon, they began to teach me their way and their traditions, Brother Junior. And I bought into that, Brother. But Lon, I want you to know there was someone greater than them. His name was Jesus. Brother Fred, I had a burning desire to learn in here. I began to read and understand the Bible, Brother, is the greatest book ever written.
Yeah.
And there were things that I began to read. Dale Jr. It didn't line up with what they taught me. I want you to know, Brother Fred, but the Bible is right, Burn. It was written by men who were inspired by God to write them. Brother Jr., I never told you in the beginning there were families, Brother, that were sold off into slavery because they owed debts, Brother. Owed a debt one time, Brother. I couldn't pay it, Brother Jr. I owed the debt, Brother. I was responsible, Brother John. But I went to a man called Jesus. I didn't ask him for justice. I didn't ask him for that. But I began to beg, Brother John. Oh, Lord, I'm here begging for mercy. And I want you to know, how long did you beg, Brother Junior? I begged a long time, but it didn't take God that long, Brother John. Oh, when a man and a woman go to the court, even the law in this land, Brother Junior, I've seen them many times. I throw myself on the mercy of the court. I know I'm guilty, Brother Junior. Oh, Brother John, I was guilty of everything that I was charged with. And you know what? And I begin to say unto him, Lord, I know I'm guilty. I've done all these things. And you know what? And there was still that little voice there telling me, Brother John, I love you. Brother John, the Bible says no greater love than any man hath, than he do want, than anyone, that he lay down his life for his friend. Oh, Brother John, I love the Lord more today than I did yesterday. And Brother Junior, when we were down at the association, when the brother laid their arms around me, I could feel the love in them. I didn't ask them if they loved me, and I could feel the love that they had. Oh, Brother John, you to know, I believe there's a connection between God's people, Brother Fred. Somebody said, well, what is the connection, Brother Larry? The connection is called Jesus today. Brother John, I found it everywhere I go. I've looked for him today. Oh, Brother Lord, I love him today because he first loved me. And you know what, Brother Larry, some sweet day, when he calls my name, Brother Junior, our work will be over, Brother. And sometimes I long for that, don't you, Brother John? Sometime, Brother Lon, I said, Lord, ain't it my time to go? And we don't say, I hope I go before you, because I don't want to suffer through that, Brother John. Oh, Brother Fred, I know that my end draws near, Brother. It's not as far as it was, yeah. Brother John. Brother Fred, your end is drawing near. Every day we live, Brother Larry, our end is drawing near. I don't have to know, Stacy, that my time is not long here on earth. If I even spend another 100 years, which I ain't going to do, it'll not be long. And Brother Junior told Sister Mary one time, you may live to be 100. And not only she lived to be 100, Brother Junior, she's 101 today. Oh, Brother Roger, if you live 100 years and you don't glorify God, what benefit is it to you? It'd been better you never been born, brother Fred. I show thy for tomorrow, today. As long as I live here, I want to glorify my King. I want to give Him the praise today. And brother and sister, listen here what I'm going to say. The Bible says to love those who despitefully use you, brother Junior. Brother Jim, if you depend on this to love them with, you'll never love them, Brother Junior. If you depend on this to love them, but I'll tell you what you'll do. Somewhere, if you go off by yourself, Brother Larry, go off and say, Lord, would you give me the mercy and the love to forgive them, Brother John? God will give it to you, Brother Junior. Brother Jim, we need to search your heart, brother, for all of her answers, Brother John. We need to look in her heart, and we don't need to look in the flesh, Brother John. We need to look in her heart, Brother Kenny. When your wife says something to you that she shouldn't say, or when you say something to her that you shouldn't say, you need to look in your heart, Brother John. And here's the hardest part, Brother Junior. When my brother that loved me, I say something to them that I shouldn't say. I know about it, Brother Junior. I don't have to ask them. And when they say something to me that they shouldn't say, we both ought to go off somewhere, Brother Fred, and say, Lord, would you give me the love to go to him and tell him that I love him? And the Bible says, they asked a question one time, Brother John. They asked him, said, how often should I forgive him, Brother John? Oh, there ain't none of us guilty of this, Brother Junior. Seven times seven, no. But seven times 70 in one day, Brother. Oh, today, somebody asked me a question one time. They said, how can you be loving to them people when they mistreat you? And I told them, I said, that's what God instructed me to do. That's the way it is, Brother John. You look at my Lord and Savior, Brother Arnold. He loved this whole world because the Bible said, for God so loved the world. John 3:16, everybody knows it, that God gave His only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever should believe upon Him should not have everlasting life. I should have it, Brother Mount Blavin, and Brother Junior. Oh, you look at how they treated Him and how they mistreated Him, and Brother Fred. And what did He say unto them, Brother? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, Brother Junior. And I've thought of that many times. If they didn't know what they were doing, they weren't responsible, Brother Junior. Somebody said, I don't like that, Brother, but it's the truth anyway, Brother Junior. Here's the one that God was using, those Roman people, for His instruction, Brother Junior. He was using them, Brother Fred, but they really didn't know what they were doing. Even when they hung Him on the cross, when they began to see a thing, and there was one spoke out, said, surely, Brother Junior, this must be Him, the Son of the living God, Brother. They knew then, Brother John, what they've done. But I want you to know, even old Peter one time, he asked me, and in a way he answered his own question, who you say that the Son of Man is, Brother John? Did you ever think of that? He answered the question before Peter even said it and went away. I never heard that till just the other day, Brother Junior. Who did I say that the Son of Man is? And Peter began to say, but he even answered it in a way, Brother Junior. Somebody said, I don't understand that, Brother Fred. Peter, who did I say that the the Son of Man is. Some says thou Eli, and some John the Baptist, which was the same one, Brother Junior. And said, but whom do you say that I am? He said, I say that thou art the Son of the living God, Brother. Today. Oh, Brother John, I'm not the Son of a dead God, but the Son of a living God, Brother Junior. So I'm glad to be among you today, Brother Junior. I'm glad that God gave me this right here, Brother Junior, for my understanding. Sometimes I lay it down, Brother Fred, and I don't even want to pick it up again because I don't understand, Brother. Oh, but I go somewhere off to myself, Brother Junior, and say, Jesus, I desire to learn of you. I desire to know you. Yes, Brother John, today, teach me your ways. Why do we bring our children up in the way they should go? Because we want them to go that way.
Because we love them.
But I've asked God. I ran into Scott yesterday, honey, and you know how Scott is. He's the same age as Jeremy is. And he began to ask about Jeremy, and I told him how he was. And I said, Scott, it's not because he don't know. Brother Terry, he knows. He said, he heard the same thing I heard. They come up, they were the same age. They knew each other, and they knew they know what's right and what's wrong. Brother Jeremy, you can't make Christians out of your children. You can't make Christians out of your children. And if you take the Bible, brethren, if you take the Bible literally, as some people do, that you must have your children under subjection, how many of us really do? Not all the time do, Brother Junior.
No.
We don't. They take things, Brother John, and they take things and put on you. But the Bible says, Paul said like this, and I'm going to close my part. I felt good in addressing you this morning. I love to preach, Brother John. I love to say His Word. I've never done anything, Brother Junior, in my lifetime that I've loved so much. And sometimes I hate it too in a way. That seems awful. Hate means a separation, Brother Junior. Sometimes I'm so separated from it, Brother John, that I just don't understand. Sometimes I'm so far away. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of looking like look through a telescope. Sometimes you look at something there and it seems so far away, but yet it's so near. Isn't that amazing about God, Brother Junior? Sometimes He seems so far away, but yet He's so near. That's hard to imagine, ain't it, brethren? So I love you and each and every one of you, and I want to take this opportunity to tell you that it's been a joy to stand before you all these many years to try to do this. And I wonder, Brother Junior, I wish that I had the knowledge of Christ 25 years ago that I have today.
Yes.
Sometimes I wish that.
All growth.
But it wouldn't have been right, Brother Junior, for that to happen.
Couldn't have helped it.
It's like my daddy used to say, and my grandpa, he said, a dollar quickly earned is a dollar quickly gone. Mm-hmm. That's true.
That is
true. It's gone quick. You don't think much about it. But if it's hard earned, Brother Junior, it's hard earned, you kind of take more care of it, don't you, Brother Junior?
Sure,
you earn a dollar, but Arnold, it's hard to come by. You really respect that a little bit more. Man, he said, and that's what always got me. I'm going to say this and quit, and I'm not downing anybody. But you know, one time I was working for 20 cents an hour, and I went out and bought a quarter pack of cigarettes, and I thought, this has got to be one of the craziest things I've ever done in my life. It's got to be one of the craziest things. I'm not critical of nobody. You live in that. I thought this has got to be one of the craziest things that I ever done. I worked over an hour to pay for this pack of cigarettes, and I've sat here and burned them up, and I've coughed and spit and sputtered, and I've got dizzy and I've gagged. And there's got to be something in this I don't know about. And I'm not being critical of you. I'm just telling you my personal opinion, how I felt. I felt my whole hour and a half of work was lost, Brother John.
Gone.
It was gone, and I burned it up in a piece of paper. And it seemed so sad to me that I'd done that. It seems so sad to me that I'd done that. And I'm not being critical. I want everybody to live under their own convictions. I'm not trying to criticize anybody. I'm really not. But I'm just telling you how I felt that then. And I said, God, and I want to tell you something. I talked to God then. And I said, God, if you'll ever bless me again, I'll never buy nothing. And I never did. And And I never bought another. And I still worked for 20 cents an hour, Brother Arnold, for a long time. And I went out and wasted on other things just as bad. I want you to get this point across. I went out and wasted on other things that I shouldn't have wasted it on. It wasn't no difference one way or the other. But you know, I want you to know today, I wanted this and I wanted that. And I kind of feel guilty even about this. And Clara can probably can tell you about this. And I worked and I would go out and get me something and something that they would probably want and eat it in front of them and make them feel bad about it. And I would do that. I was just a child and I would make them feel bad about it. And because they hadn't went out and worked, so still in God, probably all children done the same simple things. But now sometimes, Brother John, I look back at that and say, I shouldn't have done that. And I really shouldn't have, Sister Verlaine. I shouldn't have done that to my siblings. I love him, Brother Arnold. But a child is a child, and it does that. And I'll never forget Mom. They would say, Mom, when she, all the other children, and some of them, they get a little bit of candy, and one of them would hide the candy back and wouldn't eat theirs while theirs were gone, and then bring it out and eat it in front of them. And it made them feel so bad. And it's the truth, and that's what we did as little children, you know. Maybe that never happened in your life. Maybe it never happened in your family. I don't know. But simple things like that, I look back at it sometimes yet, and I think, why did I do that? I was just a child, and I done as a child, Brother Fred. But there come a time in my life that I didn't want that things no more.
That's right.
There come a time in my life, Brother Larry, that I didn't want the things, Brother Arnold, this life. I really didn't. And there's a time in my life that I wanted God more than anything I knew of, Brother Junior. And I began to seek Him out. And I went far and near, Brother John, trying to find Him, not knowing He was there all the time.
Right
near. He was right there all the time. I went far and near, Brother Arnold, trying to find Him. And one day He found me in a waste towering wilderness, Brother Junior. And I was guilty, Brother Larry. And He delivered me from that awful life of sin. And He put me on something, Brother. He wrote my name, but I mean, He sealed my name somewhere, Brother Junior. He sealed it in the Lamb's Book of Life.
He sure did.
My name was one time written in the Book of Life, but my name now, Brother Junior, is sealed in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't believe it can be removed. I believe it's there forever, Brother Fred.
Yeah, you don't have an eraser.
So, but there's one thing for sure. All those things I'd done as a child, Sister Brenda, and all the mean things that I'd done, I want you to know they're all under the blood of Christ.
Yes,
and I don't have to worry about it
gone
anymore. Here's the problem, Brother John. Here's the problem, Brother John. Men don't forget. But God forgets, and He forgives and forgets, Brother.
Yeah.
He said, I'll never, all these things, they'll never be laid to your charge no more. What a wonderful thing is that, Brother Lon, to know that even that 144,000 that I believe is rejoicing in heaven today. Brother Junior, they're under the blood too, don't you never doubt. They're under the blood of Christ.
Absolutely.
And today, Brother Arnold, I want you to know, you and Sister Sue, you may not sometimes think you're wonderful members here, but I want you to know because you're some of the greatest members that we have. Even so, sometimes we look down and say, well, because they can't sing or because they don't do this, Brother Lon, they're not wonderful members.
Oh, that's not true.
The greatest member that we've ever had is maybe the one that sat over in the corner, Brother Lon, and somewhere and prayed. That may be the greatest thing of all. So don't never belittle yourself. God didn't make no trash, as the sign said.
That's right.
God didn't make no trash.
That's right.
He made them perfect, Brother John.
Yes, sir.
So every one of you here
is important.
And then I'm going to say this and quit, Brother Junior. There'd been many a time that I went to hear Brother Ivory preach, and I would sit there and pray for them to bless him, even though I wasn't a Christian. Somebody said, that's strange, Brother Junior. I did that. Mm-hmm. I prayed sometime for the Lord to bless plenty of brethren, and even though I wasn't a Christian, Brother John, I went there hoping I could hear something.
Hear.
I went there wanting to hear something, Brother Junior.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear.
I want to hear it.
And I want you to know I was like the little woman. I was like that little woman. She said, not even the dog, Brother.
Eat the crumbs
from the master's table.
Yeah.
Brother Junior, I was glad to get a few crumbs, wasn't you?
That's what I was glad to get a few crumbs, Brother Lon. Yeah.
But you know, I'll never forget the day that I got the full meal.
More and more.
I'll never forget that, brother.
Yes.
I got the full meal, and my life will never be the same. So I don't want you, I want you brothers, come on, according to what you want to do. I don't know. I don't have to put this on you. You're well trained, as Brother John said.
You ought to be trained.
You're well trained. You ought to know what to do. And I didn't say that about the cigarettes to be mean to anybody. I really didn't. I went out and spent my money on things just as bad. Wouldn't done just as good, Sister Verlaine. I really didn't. I didn't. I don't want to throw rocks at you all. You know, the Bible, you know, the man will give an answer for every idle thing that he does in his life, brother. And I want you to know that's the way it is, brother. Love each and every one of you. May God bless you and keep you. Michael, I'm glad you're here today. You'll never know how much Brother Terry loves you. And I care for you. And I want you to know, son, there's a right way to go and there's a wrong way to go. And I told you many times, Michael, you always liked to be on the winning side, didn't you? Son, get off the losing side, because it's no fun being there. It's no fun being on the losing side. But I'm a winner, brother. I'm a winner, Brother Kenny.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm a winner.
We're all winners.
I'm a feel like I'm a winner to be part of this little church.
Absolutely.
Brother John, maybe you all don't feel that way, but Brother John, I'm a winner to be part of the little church.
Yeah, yeah.
People may not believe that, Brother Junior, but I'm a winner to be part of this. And I love each and every one of you.
Especially
may God bless you.
It's special,
brother. It's special, brother.